today on Living on Every Word.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. And you have five things here that He gives to us in Psalm 103. The good gifts of God.
How easy it is for us to sometimes forget what God has done for us. That just seems to be in our nature, whether in good times or in bad. Yet often it is the reason we sin and fall short of what God has for us. We forget Him. Today, Pastor Mike Fritcher reminds us of the great benefits we have in knowing God in a study of Psalm 103, Remembering His Benefits.
Living on every word.
If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn to Psalm 103. We're continuing in our study on the Psalms. What I want to do this morning is just read the whole psalm, so follow along with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. And what are those benefits? Pardon. He pardons all your iniquities. Healing and health. He heals all your diseases. Redemption. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. He satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. What's interesting, of all the Psalms, Psalm 103 and Psalm 104, there's really no context giving to what's happening in David's life. There is no confession of sin. There seems to be no threat of war. No threat of struggle. I mean, he's known the struggle. He's known the heartache. He's been on the run before and has written mighty psalms on that. And I look at this psalm and I think of a couple of things. The first thing is that the abundant life is always a choice. The abundant life is always a choice. What do I mean by that? Well, if you look at Scripture and you look at it from Genesis to Revelation, you'll always see two choices. For instance, Jesus would say, you either scatter or you gather, you are for me or against me. You walk in the light, you walk in darkness. You love God, you love the world. You sow to the Spirit or you sow to the flesh. And you reap eternal life or you reap destruction. You see the good tree, the bad tree. You see the fruit of the Spirit. You see the deeds of the flesh. Always two choices. And you look at this passage of Scripture, and I want to suggest to you that there's two choices here. You can either bless the Lord or you can forget His benefits. I mean, it's a choice. Bless God or forget Him. Praise God or abandon Him. And I want to tell you this, we have such a propensity to do that. We have a propensity to forget. I mean, that's why we sin. That's why we fall into darkness. That's why we fall into moral failure. That's why we fall all the time. It's because somehow in the midst of the struggle, we forgot God. And we remembered our flesh and we decided to walk after the things of this world. He's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that's within me, bless His holy name. Now the word bless means to speak well of, to praise. You think about it when you bless somebody or somebody's blessed you. They've either spoken something to you good or they've given something to you good. And that's what it means to bless the Lord. To bless the Lord is we speak well of Him. We speak well of His name. We speak well to Him and we give our best to Him. Scripture also says that to bless the Lord, when you look at it, it's to praise Him. It's to edify Him. It's to glorify His name. Bless the Lord and forget not His benefits. Forget not His graces, His mercies. Forgetting means you're oblivious to the benefits of God. That you are no longer giving attention and being attentive to God and His ways and His works. When we walk in life, we do have this propensity to forget all the things that God does in our lives. Especially when things are bad and especially when things are real good. Is that right? I mean, I know a lot of people, when things are going well, going smooth, they walk through life and they begin forgetting all the things that God's done for them. Leave God out of their thinking. That's what this means here, to forget, to be oblivious to. Going through life, whether bad times, good times, you just become oblivious to the work of God. and the things that God's done. And you have forgotten the benefits of God. What are these benefits? They're God's ways, they're His acts, they're His graces, His mercies, His gifts, His rewards. It's all that He does. The psalmist David is saying this, listen, soul, I'm speaking to myself here. You have a choice to either continue to bless God or to forget God. You keep your place in Psalm 103 and go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, if you would. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Here was the warning. The warning to the children of Israel. God knew that there's this propensity in our flesh to forget God. To forget His works. To forget His graces, His mercies, to forget His word, His commandments. Verse 1, all the commandments that I'm commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years, that He might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. And He humbled you, and He let you be hungry. And He fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Isn't that interesting? God lets you be hungry. God lets you go through this season. God allowed this to happen in your life. He lets you be hungry so that you would see the provision of God and really understand in your physical hunger that you can't make it without God and you can't make it without God's Word, without the bread of heaven. And He tested you these days. And then He says this. He says, listen, your clothing, verse 4, it didn't wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you're to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you just as a man disciplines his son. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in His ways and to fear Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees, of pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and out of those hills you can dig copper. And when you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God. By not keeping His word, His ordinances, His statutes, which I'm commanding you today. Otherwise, when you've eaten and are satisfied, and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud, and you'll forget the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness, He fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that He might humble you and might test you to do good for you in the end. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who has given you the power to make wealth, which He may confirm His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as of this day. And it shall come about that if you forget the Lord your God, and you go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you today that you'll surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish because you would not listen to the voice of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget none of His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget none of His benefits. When I forget God, I'll grumble. When I forget God and His benefits, I'll murmur. I'll sin, I'll argue, I'll fear, I'll worry, I'll stress out, I'll forget God and neglect Him. And you know, I think it's so interesting how great our memory really is. Think about it. Because we can go all through life remembering what someone did to us negative, but yet through circumstances, we forget what God's done for us in an abundant way. Isn't that right? These are the great benefits of God. Don't forget them. Because you forget it in the moment, and I want to tell you, the enemy will come in like a flood. You begin to forget God, and you look at all this other stuff that's in your mind, that's in your soul, that's in your heart, and you begin entertaining those thoughts, and before you know it, there's this downward spiral. And that's what he's warning the children of Israel about. Listen, don't forget me. Don't forget what I've done. Don't forget what you've been through and what I've taken you through, because when you come to this land of blessing, like I believe that David's in this season of his life, he knows, bless the Lord, O my soul, and make sure you don't forget what God has done and what God is doing in our hearts and lives. Don't forget. Remember. Remember the benefits of God. And that's what he's talking about here. The benefits of God. The benefits of the Father. Look at verse 13 for just a moment and look what he says. He says, just as the Father has compassion on his children, the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Verse 14, he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. We're temporal. He'll go on and say, we're like the grass, we're like the flowers. Send a scorching wind with no rain, and all of a sudden, what happens to the flowers? They wither and they die. The Father God has compassion on you. He is your Father. There's something interesting about these benefits. They come from the hand of Father God. Abba, Father. And I understand that in Matthew chapter 7, keep your place marked and go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Matthew chapter 7, 11. We'll begin in verse 7. Ask and it'll be given to you. Seek, you'll find. Keep on knocking. It'll be open to you. For everyone who's asking is receiving, and he who is seeking is finding, and to him who's knocking, it's going to be opened. Now, what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he'll not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil and know how to give good gifts to your children, how much will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? Benefits. We're looking at a Psalm 103, and David is acknowledging that God is like the Father. He is the Father who has compassion on his children and knows how to give good gifts to his children. And you have five things here that he gives to us in Psalm 103. The good gifts of God. Notice the first. Back in 103, verse 3. Pardoned. If you know Jesus Christ, he has pardoned all your iniquities. Every failure, every vile thought, every moral decision that you made that was wrong, God has pardoned and forgiven. To pardon means that he will forgive you and set you free and wipe the slate clean. When you think about a presidential pardon, when you think about someone in authority pardoning those who have violated the law and they're serving the sentence, the President of the United States can say, you are pardoned. And what that means is that person is forgiven his debt, he is taken out of prison, and he is restored to citizenhood. He can now vote again because he's been pardoned. I'm going to tell you, that's what Jesus Christ did on the cross 2,000 years ago when he died for you. You are forgiven. I pull you out of prison, I set you in a new place, I give you a new life, and you have all the privileges of the kingdom of God. All the privileges of the Father, all the privileges of the King. This is better than money, folks. It's better than wealth. You look at the kingdom of God where Jesus Christ is preparing a mansion, a place for you in the Father's house. That's because he's pardoned you. He has forgiven you. But if I forget that I'm pardoned, I'll become a man that condemns and judges and points the finger. If I forget of the benefit that God has pardoned me and shown his compassion to me, then what I'll do is I'll walk in a very ungratefulness. I'll walk in doubt about my salvation, and I'll continue to walk in guilt over past sin. But if I'll remember this benefit of pardon and forgiveness, I want to tell you, God can wipe away this guilt. It's all based on this Father's love. Look at verse 6 of chapter 103. The Lord performs righteous deeds, judgments for all who are oppressed. Now he's made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the sons of Israel. Verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. It's the way of God to be so compassionate, so gracious, that he will forgive and pardon us and restore us to sonship. pardons all your iniquities. Don't forget this. Do not forget the pardon that God has done in your life, that God has completed in your life. He will not always strive with us. He will not always keep His anger forever. In other words, there's going to be a place in time when the discipline of the Lord is over. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. He's not rewarded us according to our iniquities. If He did that, we wouldn't be meeting here today. If God treated us the way we have treated Him in His Word in days gone by. He's not dealt with us like that. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness toward those who fear Him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As the Father has had compassion on His children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him, for He Himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. I want to tell you, this is a great passage of Scripture and a great benefit to apply, first of all, to your own life, and secondly, to the lives of others. Let me ask a question. How forgiving are you? How easy or hard is it for you to extend grace to those who struggle, to those who hurt, to those who have messed up? Think about that for a moment. See, I believe that when I'm blessing God on all that's well within me, then this pardon and this forgiveness is in my mind, it's in my heart. And I look at that, what God has done in my heart and done in my life, and then I get so grateful that He's able to do that in all the other people in my life. All the other people that come my way, all the other people who are struggling, all the other people that are hurting, all the other people who make stupid choices. That I have this same thing in me that says, soul, bless the Lord and don't forget the pardon. Be grateful for it the rest of your life. I want to ask you, how grateful are you for the pardon of God? How grateful are we for this great benefit, this great result of knowing Christ, of knowing God as our Savior? Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget none of His benefits, who pardons all your iniquities. Second benefit is He heals all your diseases. Now, I think this is the context here. David is telling his soul, soul, remember when you were in sin. Remember when you fell. Remember the heartache. Remember the junk. Remember the stuff. And do you remember how God pardoned you? And listen, soul, do you remember the time that you were diseased, that you were sick, that you were hurting, that you were struggling, that there was a brokenness, a fracture in your life, whether physical or spiritual, and God came along and healed that disease? Don't forget that. I've seen parents whose kids were sick. I've seen people who were sick to the point of death. They've been healed up by God, miraculous by God, and then they get up one day and they walk away from God. They forget their healing. Made all these promises to God. God, if you heal my son, if you heal my daughter, if you heal this fracture, God, if you do this in my life, I'll follow you the rest of my life. And somehow along the way, everything got well and everything got good, and they forgot God. That's why God says, don't forget this. Don't forget this healing. There's a New Testament passage in James chapter 5. It's a great passage of Scripture. The Bible says, if is anyone among you sick, then he must call for the elders of the church, and they're to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. I tell you, our elders pray for the sick this way. This is the response that you and I need to take. The moment, and I want you to write this down and say in my heart and mind, the next time I fall sick, I'm heading to the elders. Just make up your mind right now to do that. It's biblical. I mean, it's right out of the Scriptures. It's James chapter 5. It's the New Testament. And my word, in Psalm 103, what we're talking about, He's the God who heals all your diseases. We've seen miracles. I've seen it in my own daughter's life. There are some of you who've come in, and you've been healed as a result of this anointing prayer. Listen, gang, this is not here for just you to read. It's there for you to do. And it's available. He heals all your diseases. And you can say that even when you're on your deathbed, because you know the ultimate healing of Almighty God. You can know the ultimate healing of Almighty God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget none of His benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. Heals all your diseases. Look at the next thing. He redeems your life from the pit. David spoke of this in Psalm 40. Please turn there if you would. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And He inclined to me. And He heard my cry. And He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He made my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. And many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. Notice, He's in the pit. It's a pit of destruction. It's the miry clay. He can't get out Himself. No way that He can get out Himself. He's in the pit. He's fallen headlong into it. He's inclined to the Lord. It seems at some point that the Lord is delaying, but He's waiting patiently. If you're waiting patiently for the Lord, you know what you're doing? You're waiting for God to come, and there's a faith and a hope and an anticipation in your heart that He's coming. And David has this hope. And then he says, and then I inclined, He heard my cry, He brought me out of this pit of destruction, and then He set my feet upon a rock, He made my footsteps firm, He put a new song in my mouth. It is a song of praise to our God, and many will see it, and many are trusting in God because of what God has done in my life. Now, this word redemption literally means kinsman redeemer. Old Testament times, a kinsman redeemer was your closest relative that had the money to buy back what you've lost, okay? In other words, if you're going through life and you get into debt and someone throws you into prison or you become someone's slave, your kinsman redeemer, your closest relative, is bound by the law of God to come and rescue you, to pay your debt and get you out of prison. If you've lost property, if you're a wife and you lost your husband and you have kids, the closest relative is to come and take care of you. So you're not going to be a burden to society, or your failures or your loss not a burden. Who do you think that is? It's Jesus Christ, the next of kin, the kinsman redeemer who comes and redeems your life out of the pit of destruction. Redemption. Redeeming your life from the pit. Don't forget it. Don't forget the miry clay. Notice what else He does. Fourth thing, crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. The word crown means to encircle. Loving kindness is the steadfast love of God. He encircles you with His compassion. And all that God does in your life is because He's compassionate and He has this steadfast love in you. So He'll crown you with loving kindness and compassion. And then verse 5, you have the fifth, which is the secret to contentment. He will satisfy your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. What does that mean? What's a contentment? God gives you good things. Everything that comes your way that's good, it's from God. Whether you're evil, whether you're walking in sin or not, every good thing that comes from God. And He says, listen, I'll encircle you with this compassion. I'll crown you with it. And then what I'll do is I'll satisfy your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. What does that mean? So I was reading Saturday, came across this whole thought, this scientific thought of how an eagle's wings, how an eagle molts. And through his life, his wings shed, his feathers shed, and then he always gets new wings. The oldest eagle gets new wings, gets new feathers. It's just a scientific fact. David understood this. David understood that as an eagle grew from this small bird into an adult, that he always got new feathers. I think that's a great thought. His feathers are as new as they were when he was born. And I'm going to tell you this, folks. Bible says that in our lives, we get transformed from glory to glory. That our minds get renewed, and we get renewed. And I want to tell you, our life is as fresh today, it's supposed to be as fresh today as it was when I first believed. He renews your youth like an eagle. satisfies you with good things, does this work in your life. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. Momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Momentary light affliction. Yes, the outer man's decaying. We're getting old. We'll die one day. But yet our inner man is being renewed like an eagle. Do you believe this, church? Do you believe this about this benefit? It's one thing to believe that God has pardoned us, but will I believe that my inner man is being renewed day by day? Renewed day by day. A renewal that becomes sweeter every day as we walk with Christ. That every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I don't have a longing to go back when I first believed, because it's so much better than when I first believed. It's the normal Christian life. I want you to bow with me in prayer. Kinsman Redeemer, pardoned your iniquity. Guilty today? Walking in condemnation towards somebody or yourself? Unforgiving? Remembering the pardon of God in your life will drive away these things. But you've got to know Him as your Lord. Got to know Him as your Savior. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, as your Redeemer, you'll never get rid of the guilt. You'll never be set free. You'll never be able to look forward to this healing. You'll always be in the pit. Always walk with a critical spirit. Always discontent. Got to know Christ. And if you know Him, you've experienced these five benefits. Don't forget them. You have a choice today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless His holy name. Or you can forget Him and His benefits. Blessing God, praising God, will always, always bring to mind the benefits of God. Forgive us, Lord, for forgetting. Forgive us, Lord. God, I ask in Jesus' name that in good times, bad times, we'd make the choice. And we'd bless the Lord, oh my soul. We'd make the choice to remember our great God, to bless Him, to thank Him. Oh God, I pray if there's one today doesn't know You, has never been pardoned, is in his sickness and his disease, she's never been redeemed from the pit, doesn't know what it's like to be encircled with loving kindness and compassion. Years are not satisfied with good things. Oh God, may they come to You today. And for those who've wandered far from the fold of God, those who've wandered with a forgetful spirit, forgetful mind, may today they remember and walk from this place free. Blessing You, blessing the Lord with all that's within them. Come, Lord. May this song become reality and real in our lives. We'll thank You for it and praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mike Fritcher is the pastor of Cottonwood Baptist Church near Dublin, Texas. If you would like to hear this broadcast or any other sermons from our audio library, or if you feel led to support this ministry, please visit us online at livingoneveryword.org. Living on every-